It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Okay, so our guests are in the studio, Sal Valentine and the Baby Shakes. Take the cake for the... normally we have solo groups in here, solo musicians, with a lot of either an akuzi or some hardware, but there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 members plus camera crew here in the 95 BFM studio. We've got a few extra mics. We're just going to do like a quick test. Sal Valentine and Baby Shakes, thank you so much for joining us here at 95 BFM. I'm going to move this microphone. We're going to do a quick sound check and then we'll rip into it.
Yeah. I think this one needs to come. I got a lot of signal through my headphones.
Yeah. Do you want a bit less?
Yeah, that's maybe a little bit more. Beautiful. Quick sound check. 1, 2.
She and me, we got a thing. It's called love, it's called L-U-V. And she's my baby.
Baby, baby.
Yeah, and I'm a man.
Baby, baby,
baby.
Ooh.
Hey, I want you to understand. She and me, we got a thing called L-U-V.
Baby, baby, baby.
And
ooh.
Stop.
Yeah, it's gone. Can I have more through here?
Sivalia.
That's good. Cool.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Give it a go. All right, cool.
Here's
the keyboard.
Quit your knocking and a ring in the phone. Lights are on, but there's no one home. Hey, this boy may learn his lesson, but at least for now. I got a burning desire for you. I put myself on the wire to fill my cup, and then you give me that.
Baby,
what's your bet for me? All you do is use me. Oh.
Just a little bit, just a little bit.
Just a little bit of me and you. I got a burning desire for you. I put myself on the wire to fill my cup, and then you give me that. But you're bad for me. All you do is use me.
Help me out. Help me out of this doubt. I've been regressing. I've been regressing, no doubt. You've got me screaming in the hotel room from dreaming of you. And now my vision round the edges is going blurry too. Can't deny my desires. Starting fights getting higher. I'm all used up. So one glass is not enough. Whiskey, my rocks, yeah, you know I like it rough. And now we're lazy, we're lazy. You got me gazing, it's blazing over your body. Bottomless bottle, I'm picking up the throttle. Just a little bit more of you and me on the floor. My throat is dry, now it's raw. So down my throat, now I pour. Just a little bit more, but just a little bit more.
I got a burning desire for you. I put myself on the wire to fill my cup, and then you give me that, baby. But you're bad for me. All you do is use me. Now I got a burning desire for you. I put myself on the wire to fill my cup, and then you give me that, baby. But you're bad for me. All you do is use me. Just a little bit more.
See, over there. Can I have a little bit more signal through here for my? Sorry, it's completely gone.
You're full. Do you wanna?
Max.
Do you wanna swap?
Yeah. Are these ones nicer?
Is it possible for me to have more myself as well? That's cool. That's totally fine.
Oh wow, this one's really loud.
Yeah.
Cable's not quite long enough. But that's okay.
We'll make do.
We will make do. All right, next song. Just another lover.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just another lover.
Just another lover.
Let's do it. All right. Also, thank you, BFM, for lending me this percussion instrument. It's your coffee jug. I'll return it, I swear. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
That's a milk jug. Sorry. One, two, three, up. The walk. Baby, I had one eye fixed on you and the other on the clock. But now you tell me about your family, I feel you're coming home. And while I can't see this thing lasting, baby, why spoil the fun? Well, check it out.
Whoa, yeah. I'm the first to admit
you're a special kind of kid and not easy to dismiss. And I know that you like me, darling, but you're
just another lover to get high with, just another lover to imbibe with, just another lover who won't blow my cover. Just another.
Go tell your friends I'm really nice. Tell my fam you're really nice. In 2 weeks in, we'll say bye-bye.
Just another lover to get high with.
Hey, 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 hey. Come on. Yes.
It was lovely to meet you, baby.
Out in the street. Baby, where you left me hand in hand, where the good folks eat. To all that vapid conversation,
just another lover,
and the roses to give,
just another lover.
Well, enough for all this tea time, I swear I fall asleep. Check it out.
Whoa, I'm first to admit
you're a special kind of kid and not easy to dismiss. And I know that you like me, darling, but you're
just another lover to get high with,
yeah.
Just another lover to imbibe with, just another lover who won't blow my cover. Just another.
Go tell your friends I'm really nice. Tell my fam you're really nice. 2 weeks in, we'll say bye-bye.
Just another lover to get high with.
Love me tonight, yes.
And in the bleary morning glory, hey.
Don't get mad if you're not on my mind.
Don't get mad.
Oh, it's up to me now, baby.
Don't get mad,
girl. Come on.
Just another lover to get high with.
Oh.
Just another lover to imbibe with. Just another lover who won't blow my cover. Just another.
Go tell your friends I'm really nice. Tell my fam you're really nice. 2 weeks in, baby, we'll say bye-bye.
Just another lover to get high with. Just another lover to imbibe with. Just another lover who won't blow my cover. Just another.
Oh, tell your friends I'm really nice. Tell my fam you're really nice. 2 weeks in, we'll say bye-bye.
Just another lover to get high with.
Love me tonight, yeah. Love me.
Just another lover to get high with.
Baby, don't get mad if you're not on my mind. Damn.
You work so hard in the city. Hey.
Oh. I need it now.
Just another lover to get high with. Just another lover to get high with.
Tryna get next to you, baby. Oh. One more time now.
You went to hide in the city.
I've been thinking about you. Damn.
Just another lover to get high with.
Callum. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 95BFM, live and direct, and that is Sal Valentine and the Baby Shakes. Sal, could I get you to maybe go around the room and introduce everybody?
Yeah, for sure. On the drums we have Adam Tobeck. Shit, yeah. On the bass we have Tom Dombleson. Yeah. The newest member joined like a week ago, Guy Hamilton on the guitar.
Yeah.
We have Johannes Pierce on the keyboards.
Pierce the Elder.
Fucking loves it. We have Siobhan Grace on vocals. Kellum Passels on the alto saxophone. Whoa. Graham on the baritone. Liz on the trumpet. And Benjamin Sinclair on the tenor sax.
Bonge.
And I'm Sal.
And so let's talk about how do you choose the baby shakes? How do you choose who's in the baby shakes?
Excuse you.
It's more of sorry, just gonna professional radio. It's more of an affliction, really.
What do you mean? What are you like? Some kind of, you know, like some standard credits going on for university music university. You got to spend, you know, 6 months in the baby shakes and. And you're up to scratch.
Yeah, no, then you're liable to get kicked out like once a week. I kick one person out of rehearsal, but they just keep coming back. So I don't know. I don't know if it's like love or just the need for, you know, $100 every now and then.
Seriously though,
how do I choose them?
Where'd you find everybody?
I met most of these people at jazz school. Pretty much.
I responded to a Facebook ad.
Yeah. Graham used to play ska saxophone for a while, and drums, and now he teaches science. He's doing the sensible thing that we should probably all be doing, you know, for our children's sake, but we're not. We're dirty musicians. But I think everyone else went to jazz. Did everyone else go to jazz school? No, you didn't go to jazz school.
Were you also in a ska band? Were you also in a ska band, or?
No.
Regrettably, yeah, that ship has sailed. Oh, actually, me first and the Gimme Gimmes are coming.
I did see that.
So that ship is resailing, clearly.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's everything comes back, you know, everything comes, what goes around comes back around.
Totally.
I mean, lots of your songs are centered around love, they're centered around romance. For you, what are the ingredients that make a great love song?
Oh, shit. I think an interesting take on it. Like, I think a lot of the songs that I was writing, even the ones that were really, like, the material on the first album and the subsequent EP, like, a lot of it's about love. I think just because pretty much every song ever written in the history of songs, I'd say 80% of them are about love. But I think the key to a good love song is, like, an interesting take. A really extreme example of that would be Every Breath You Take by The Police, which is, you know, actually just about a stalker. Or The Nurse Who Loved Me, which is, I'm not even going to talk about what that's about. That song by A Perfect Circle covered it. That's a weird. Who did the first one? Failure. Failure did the first cut of that. But, you know, like, taking love, but, like, looking at it from a different angle. Because, like, most pop music is just like, I really love you, or why did you break up with me? That's it for a lot of it, you know?
Mm.
So, I don't know. I've got songs that sometimes say that, but sometimes they say more interesting things like, I don't know, you suck a little bit.
which one can we hear that sentiment on?
The one you just heard then, Just Another Lover, is kind of like that. But it's like, it's a little bit like you suck and I suck as well, and there's an incompatibility issue here happening. That's kind of what the song's about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not all one way.
No, it's not. No, not at all. I'm a flawed human being. Right, guys?
What?
How does this all work? I've been in bands that are like maybe four maximum. We have a group chat on Facebook. That's how we work. But how does, and you know, and we input is, and we like to think input is fair and equal. But in a group this size with a figurehead with your name in the group, how does Sal Valentine and the Baby Shakes work?
Google Calendar.
Yeah, really.
Google Calendar.
Also, one of our members doesn't have, not in the room currently, he's on a cruise at the moment, but he doesn't have Facebook, which makes my life real hard, you know? Just want to get a chat on, but I can't, I have to text him.
The dream.
Yeah.
So we sent him away.
On the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
For diarrhea.
Oh.
That's right. God, he's got norovirus now.
We've got you in the studio because you've released a couple tracks. You've got the Church EP coming out soon. It's been a while though In the making, hasn't it?
It has.
Why?
It's been a while.
We started.
Are good.
Hold my head up high.
Everybody.
Since I said I'm sorry.
Stop it.
How much more before we have to pay people?
We started working on recording some material at the end of 2015. Life got in the way in a major way, I think, for me. And also we were gigging a lot. We just kind of off the back of the first album and the EP, like there was just heaps of gigs, and I kind of didn't think to get my shit together and just get the band into the studio. And we've been recording all last year periodically. You know, we don't have the luxury of being like a major label artist, which can just go into the studio for months straight and live and
bastards.
Do that. Bastards. So we've been doing it periodically over the last year or so, and we got to a point where there was a group of songs which we thought fit together really well that were not fitting on the main project that's coming out this year, which is a full-length album at the end of the year. And so that's this collection on Church, which is like a group of songs that were written sort of roughly 2013 to 2014 that were kind of starting to pave the way for a new, you know, new development in the way we sounded.
Mm. Where's that development going?
There's a lot of pop influences, and like I'm listening to a lot of boogie at the moment and kind of disco production and stuff like that. So there's a bit of that coming through. I went through a massive period of just listening to like Black Sabbath and Aerosmith for a while. Some of that influence came through on the songs on Church.
I was going to say, I mean, it's all groove at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah. I think I'm trying to find a middle ground between all of my influences rather than just, I mean, like, I really liked Throwback Rhythm and Blues when I started the band, so I was doing that. I still like that, but, you know, I've kind of got a wider appreciation for a lot of other things at the moment. I'm just trying to... I had a big think, and I was like, what would you be writing if you just said, no, you don't have this band anymore. Band is gone. Just write whatever you want. And then I was like, I'd probably still just be writing the same thing. So that's a nice feeling.
Before we get into this last track, can we talk about gigging? Because while you guys turn up every now and then at the usual haunts along K Road, you also play a lot of other different types of shows, am I right? You must have played a wedding or two.
We've played a wedding or two, you know. I don't know. Yeah. Anyone's thinking of getting married, like, we will do it, but you need to pay us a lot of money. No, that's jokes, but actually. And then we've done some corporate stuff, and that's okay, you know. I don't know if any corporate people are going to be listening to this, so I'm probably fine to say that, like, you know, it's good to provide entertainment for people, it's good to be there for them, but they don't always want it, you know.
They just want the cover that you're not playing.
Yeah. I was wondering how those differ. They must both have pros and cons. Say a wedding gig or a corporate gig or a whammy bar or a wine cellar.
Whammy bar and wine cellar are always like way more fun, you know. Unless the wedding has a massive open bar, in which case we just make our own fun, which has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But usually the ones that we're promoting ourselves are the best. I think everyone can probably agree on that. They're just a bit more rewarding at the end of the day, and everyone, I don't know.
King's Arms?
Yeah, King's Arms shows. We did a few of those last year. We still do one of those every year. We did two last year, and that was good.
And you're playing Rec on the 2nd of June.
Yeah, with Balu Brigada and Double Double.
So that's the next time you can check Sal Valentine and the Baby Shakes out. What's the name of the final track we're about to hear?
Oh, Elizabeth, I've Been a Fool, which is the single that the first single off Church EP that we released at the end of last year.
And Elizabeth?
It's about Elizabeth. I think it's just about me, but Liz is a character in the song.
What was your take when you first heard that you appeared in the song?
Oh, you know, I was there at the points in the song that he's talking about, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember that. it's a true story.
Yeah.
Fact checker then.
Yeah. Get an exclusive.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for coming up, performing these tracks. I'm just going to change the levels on the desk, and then we will get into it. One moment.
Yeah. You guys ready to go?
Okay.
Thanks for having us, BFM. Enough. Thank you, Zach. Thank you to the camera crew operating as well. I didn't meet you guys, but you have a nice Nintendo shirt. I like it. And I went to Mount Albert Grammar as well, so that's really cool. One, two, ask me how I've been. Call me on Tuesday, I ain't slept since when. I've been a fool, Elizabeth, I've been a fool. I've been a fool, Elizabeth, I've been a fool. Yeah, take me to the clinic, put your hand in mine. Inject a little bravado, whisper you'll be fine. Oh, I've been a fool, Elizabeth, I've been a fool. I've been a fool, Elizabeth, I've been a fool.
Baby, don't blame yourself.
Yes, I blame myself.
Baby, don't get me wrong.
I really do appreciate your help. But the fact of the matter, when a daylight's gone, I lie awake in bed with all these fucked up things.
Call me on Monday, ask me how I've been. Call me on Tuesday, I ain't slept since when. Take me to the clinic, put your hand in mine. Inject a little bravado, whisper you'll be fine. Baby, don't blame yourself.
Yes, I'll blame myself.
Baby, don't get me wrong.
Oh, I really do appreciate your help. But the fact of the matter, when the daylight's gone, I lie awake in bed with all these fucked up things.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!